Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder.
It's Wednesday. And it's the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about state politics. Jack, Governor Rick Snyder delivers his State of the State address tomorrow night. What should we expect to hear?
Well, it'll be interesting to me to see if he renews his appeal for road funding. Last year, of course, he said that we needed at least $1.2 billion a year in new money for the roads. Legislature wouldn't give him any. Also, we want to see whether he's going to mention the new bridge. We're still waiting to see if the federal government will approve a customs plaza. People also have concerns about the Educational Achievement Authority, and they're wondering whether there's going to be a tax decrease or a tax rebate of some kind in this election year. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Let's move on to Detroit. A group of philanthropists and foundations has raised more than $300 million to help save works from the Detroit Institute of Arts and protect city worker pensions. Mediators of the Detroit bankruptcy are behind this plan. What do you think of this plan?
Well, there's a whole lot of questions here about what's going to happen. First of all, we don't know what the emergency manager, Kevin Orr, is going to think of this. We don't know whether the bankruptcy judge will approve this. Bankruptcy law, as most people read it, say all classes of creditors have to be the same. I can tell you they were hoping for more money. They're hoping for $500 or $600 million. They have $300 million, and it's not all at once. It's over, some of these foundations have pledged it over a long period of time in installments. And, of course, none of this gets anywhere close to the huge amount of debt. It's debatable. The city has said to owe $18 billion total, but billions and billions in pension costs. The idea would be that this money would be put in the pension funds in return for not touching the art in the DIA. But we don't know whether it's going to fly. It's sort of an admirable effort, and nobody really wants to damage the DIA, but the people who are owed money want their money, and the people who are owed pensions want their pensions.
Any chance the state could pitch in, considering the state has a budget surplus right now?
Well, you would think that might be the case. And, of course, in the past, in the 1970s, Governor Milliken and State Senator Jack Faxon successfully lobbied the legislature to contribute money for the DIA, but there seems to be not very much sentiment for that in Lansing. And, of course, Lansing is controlled by Republicans, a lot of whom are far away from Detroit. They're from, for example, the Speaker is from Marshall, and the DIA really isn't a major factor in their lives. So that might make sense on paper, as would fixing the roads, but there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of buzz about that.
And finally, Jack, a coalition of abortion rights advocates will not try to repeal a right-to-life-backed law that requires women to buy a separate health insurance rider to cover abortions, but they say that they will lead a larger effort. What do they mean?
Nobody really knows what they mean. My guess is that the reason they're not trying to put this on the ballot is the same reason that I'm not going to the Detroit Tigers tryouts this year. I know I would have no chance of making the team, or a little league team for that matter, and I think they think they couldn't get it done. They would have to get a fairly large amount of signatures in a short time in the middle of winter. Right to Life, their opponent, is much better organized to do that. And then there's a question, if you get this on the ballot in a non-presidential year, many of the people who would vote against the insurance rider, the sort of pro-choice people, are less likely to come out. And the last thing they want to do is get this on the ballot and have it defeated at the polls. So I think strategically they're retrenching. I think they're hoping that there'll either be court decisions that reverse this or that perhaps the climate will be better in 2016 to try to get it on the ballot then.
All right, Jack. As always, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.